Free Talk Live. You're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
I suppose we should mention Mark is out of town. That's why he's not here tonight. He'll be back, I think, for Wednesday night show. So he's gone down for a visit to his family in Florida, and a quick visit, but he'll be back. So patience. 800-259-9231.
I have you to myself.
You do. You can bring up anything, and you have me and all of our wonderful callers as well, Michelle. And we're going to continue with your calls. And we've been talking throughout the night, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about something that happened this morning here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Cold Keene, New Hampshire this time. -20 degrees when I left the house this morning to go to court. I didn't even know there was going to be a trial this morning. It wasn't very well publicized, unfortunately, but luckily a bunch of activists did show up for it. One of those folks who showed up was our friend Pete Eyre from LibertyOnTour.com. We've had him on the show a number of times, and in fact, we were going to have him on tomorrow night to sit in for Mark, and now he can't make it because he's sitting in a jail cell right now as a result of wearing a hat in court. And so they actually threatened him. They aggressed against him. They grabbed him. They dragged him. He did not want to, you know, participate in his own kidnapping. They dragged him out of there. He's refusing to give them his information. So they're going to charge him with, you know, resisting arrest and refusal to process and likely disorderly conduct as well. And the last time this happened, when somebody refused to give up information, it was Sam.
Sam Dodson.
Sam, yeah, from the Obscure Truth Network, who spent 58 days in jail, even though they knew who he was after a couple weeks. They had his information. It's just because he wasn't obedient enough to give it to them that they just kept him there. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this all comes down to. We had a conversation with people in the last hour who were basically saying, you guys should just shut up and go along to get along. I mean, be obedient. Do what they say. It's just the rules. You need to follow the rules. You guys don't like rules. And I think you pointed out, Michelle, that you would respect rules if they were on private property.
Absolutely.
So, like, you're on my private property. Property right now, I could ask you to take your shirt off, and you could decide. So she takes it off. You could decide to agree or disagree with that. And if you didn't want to take your shirt off, it might be cold in here, Michelle. You don't have to do that. But if you didn't want to take
your
shirt off, you could get up and leave.
Absolutely.
You could leave this private property. You would agree to the rules in advance coming in here.
Right. We could negotiate a different contract. Maybe I didn't want to take off my shirt, but instead I was willing to, do whatever. I mean,
we can negotiate. Sure.
Like in the case of shoes and hats, you know, there are some cultures, for example, in the Middle East where you don't wear your shoes, or even in Hawaii where you don't wear your shoes in people's homes or things like that, and that it is offensive. You do something. And so I can understand, even there being things that I might consider silly, but out of respect for that person and their property, then I am going to acquiesce to that.
Yeah, because you want people to respect you and your rules on your property. But these people that are running this the government
don't own that property, and they don't own me.
They don't own the property. They just occupy the property.
Yep.
And they don't own it in the same way that a thief doesn't own the bicycle that he steals. It's still your bicycle. The thief stole it. In this case, these are people who extort money by threat of violence. You heard the caller earlier who wanted us to obey, but he ended up admitting that some of the reasons why he goes along is because he's afraid. He doesn't
want to.
He wouldn't cop to being afraid when I use that term, but he didn't want to go into a cage.
Right.
That's usually fear that's involved in that. And that's how these people rule over us, is they have men with guns and badges and cars who will take you to cages and put you there for an indefinite period of time. And Sam is actually with us in Texas. From the farm, out on the family farm in Texas now, obscuretruth.com. Sam is here. Hello there.
Hey, guys. So I heard the last two callers, and I mean, they're just completely ignorant with the things that they're saying. You guys covered the points that they're making. And so what I want to do is talk about the judge. He is the one, and the police officers that are there that participated in this arrest.
A point of information, the rogue man was not in the room when Pete was either threatened or arrested. He hadn't even come in yet, so this was all done presumably without his knowledge.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I haven't seen the video. I just heard that.
Video is up, by the way, for those. But hold on, for those that haven't seen it, the video is up at copblock.org. You can also get it at freekeen.com. So go ahead.
These people all swear an oath to uphold the New Hampshire Constitution. Now, we didn't swear an oath to do it, but they do, and they pledge their word of honor, their integrity, to do this and to uphold it, and most of them probably haven't even read it. But I want to read you just one of the Article 5 from their New Hampshire State Constitution, and it has to do with religious freedom recognized. It says, every individual has the natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience and reason, with no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his peers on liberty or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own consciousness. And then there, I'll skip a part, and it says, provided that he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship. And so what that basically means is, if it's Pete's religious belief, or if it's according to his consciousness, he thinks it's right for him to be able to go into that court and sit there quietly with a hat on, then it's their duty to uphold that.
And like the Quakers.
Yeah, like the Quakers. But, I mean, if you think about it, the state is a religion. All rise, and you've got the man, you know, in the black dress up there sitting on a wooden box. This is a religion that people don't want to recognize as such, because they're just indoctrinated to believe that, well, this is just the way it is because, you know, the government has taken over the schools as well.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the point about the all rise, Sam, because it's so second nature to me now to stay seated when these people come in. I didn't
even
think to mention
that. Which we did in Greenfield.
Right, we did it in Massachusetts. We did it here. I didn't even think to mention that fact that, you know, this guy that calls in earlier saying, well, just follow the rules. It's the court rule that you take your hat off. Well, okay, it's also expected and typically a rule that people will stand when they say all rise. And this court was full of people who, there was at least 10 people in there, and it was mostly us. There weren't very many people in there to watch besides the activists. Most of the people stayed seated when they said all rise. This guy that called in would have them all be arrested because they were all breaking the court rules, right? So let's just take 15 people and arrest them for not standing up when some man bellows all rise.
Yeah, and as you know, it's also in the rules that the judge has the ability to waive any court rule at any time.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
If the New Hampshire Constitution, which he signed his name and swore an oath to uphold, says that somebody has the right to sit there and observe their own consciousness, provided they're not disturbing the peace, and, you know, sitting quietly in a courtroom wearing a hat does not disturb the peace, then it's not only his option, but it's his duty to actually waive that rule and ensure that that person can do that.
Yep, that makes sense.
And so these callers who are calling in, I mean, you hit on it, it's really about fear. They're afraid of it. Of, you know, what would happen if people stop following these dictates and stop just unquestionably jumping through hoops. But it's also about, I think, them being part of the violence. They don't want to see themselves as being part of and supporting a system that's institutionalized violence.
I'd say you nailed that one, Sam. Hey, is everything going all right for you down in Texas?
Yeah, I braved the partly cloudy 70-degree day today and went out and cleared some land.
Whatever!
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
All right. Have a good night,
guys. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, and it really does come down to an obedience problem. The Americans have been so trained, and they believe that this system is legitimate. Most of us, I can't say all of us, but a good portion of us, probably 90% of us, 90% of you listening, went to a government school, right? Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
And part of the message of the government schools is that government is good, and that government helps people, and the government helps us solve problems, and that if there's something wrong in the world, we just create a law, and then the government will make it all better for us.
And if you disobey those laws, you're bad.
Yeah, there's that too. And so there's this big time indoctrination that goes on that gets people trained to be very, very obedient and to attack those who would dare to disobey. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves for the anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Sigil CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give to you. We've got a bunch of them. In fact, the Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Get the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Calling all writers interested in journalism and passionate about liberty. The IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists who support individual rights and economic freedom at media companies and nonprofit investigative newsrooms. Participants work on real assignments and learn core reporting skills such as how to identify compelling stories, secure sources, research facts, and ask the right questions. Placements are available in the spring, summer, and fall, and former interns have gone on to ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, The Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Placements are available in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. You can apply for a summer placement by January 31st by visiting libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. It's a great opportunity for folks that are in college or just maybe fresh out of college. Again, libertarianinternships.com. As we continue taking your calls, let's talk to Donnie, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Donnie.
You there?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I just caught the last hour of the show here, going through Charleston. What kind of hat did the guy have on it in the courtroom?
A baseball cap?
Well, I mean, I'm going to try to say this as polite as I can. Okay, I'm as hip and as cool as everybody else, and I like what y'all are doing. But a lot of people look at stuff like that, you know. They like what y'all are trying to do up there with the liberty and all, but a lot of people were thinking, I mean, if the guy can't even take his ball cap off in the courtroom, I mean, anybody that would go to jail just for the sake of taking his ball cap off, a lot of people just probably think the guy's an idiot.
Well, sir,
doesn't mean you're a slave because they're asking you to take your hat off.
They're not asking you. No, it'd be one thing if they were asking you to take your hat off. And it's another thing when they tell you to take your hat off. There's a whole different world there, don't you think?
Well, in a way, but I mean, it's like the free speech thing. You know, we have free speech and all that, but you can't yell fire in a crowded building.
Because that's a private... The fire in a crowded theater example is so inappropriate, it's not an example of free speech. It's an example of a private property owner enforcing his private property rules. You don't get free speech on private property. Free speech applies to the government.
I agree with you on that. But isn't it a rule in a courtroom? I know you don't like the word rule because the guys don't own the courtroom and all that, but I mean, you know, we have a government in this country, you know. I mean, if you like it or not, you know, we do have a government. And would it have just been easier for the guy to just remove the hat?
Excuse me, sir.
I mean, if they looked at him and said, "You take that hat off right now,
it's always easier, of course. Of course, you are right. It is always easier to go along to get along. It's always easier to bow down and kiss the ring or kiss the boot or pay the tax or obey the ordinance. But eventually, if people keep obeying, then you get a complete totalitarian society. And can you deny that's the direction this country is moving?
Well, I'm just saying for the removal of a hat, it's just an awful lot, awful lot of hassle.
I got you.
And there's a lot of people out there working hard and stuff and losing everything they got, and they're just thinking, man, if somebody would just ask me to remove my hat in the courtroom, you probably know you're going to have to remove the hat before you go into the courtroom. I mean, you can't go in there with your thing hanging out either, you know. The guy told you to put your thing back in your pants. It doesn't mean that you're a slave. I mean, you know, sometimes people look at y'all as going too far, and it kind of spoils things. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
I understand what you're saying, and maybe, you know, now would be a good time to tell you a little bit about who Pete Ayer is, because you've just watched this video or what have you and listened to us talk about him a little bit. He's staying with my family right now, and, you know, different things. Like, for example, I'm a Christian, and I like to say grace before I eat. Pete is not. However, while in my home, he, you know, waits for us to say grace, and he's respectful of that. I have children in my home, and there are some things that he may or may not do. He's voluntarily said that, you know, he won't bring certain, you know, people over or whatever, because I like privacy with my home and such. So this is a very, very respectful man. He's very gentle. He's very kind. He's very considerate. All he
did... Well, why did he remove that then?
He asked... He asked the officer of the court why he needed to do that. And the man reached up and grabbed his hat, which was on his head, and essentially said, "Because I told you so." Now, the interesting thing is there was a police officer that was standing very in close proximity to where this all took place who was wearing a knit cap at the same time, and yet he was not told to remove his hat.
Okay.
So there
is supposed to be... I didn't hear that part. All we get is from 9 to 10 here, and that's not a problem.
So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the double standard, knowing that the cop was allowed to wear his hat, but...
I agree. If the cop had the same type of hat on, if it wasn't part of his uniform, I'm in 100% agreement with you.
Well, wait. What if it was part of his uniform? Then that's okay?
If it was a police hat, well, yeah. I believe it would have been.
Well, it was a ski hat. Can I wear a uniform?
No, I disagree with that. If you were supposed to remove hats in the courtroom, everyone should remove hats if it's part of your uniform or not.
Donnie, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. See, the thing is, these people don't deserve respect.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to respect your courtroom, then build a respectable courtroom.
Absolutely.
Staff it with people who are doing respectable things. This courtroom and all the courtrooms across the country every day are ringing the cash register, bringing people in who've never harmed another human being. They've, you know, maybe ran through a stop sign or had a bag of pot or did something else that was completely harmless towards another person. It was not aggressive, I think is a better way to put it. They did not aggress against another human being. You go into any arraignment, take the time out. I know everybody's busy, so nobody has time to do this. But if you would actually take the time out of your day on a Monday or Tuesday morning, go to your local district court or whatever the low-level court is that deals with the traffic and the drugs and that stuff, just sit in there and watch and see. Make notes. Take notes and see, okay, mm-hmm. Let's see, this person's in for domestic violence. Real violence, check.
Right.
A little V there for violence. And then start taking note of how many people are actually in there for having a bag of pot or being underage and drinking or whatever other nonviolent so-called criminal act. And I guarantee you it'll be at least 70% of the people that are in that courtroom that are in there for completely nonviolent acts.
When we went down to Greenfield, if you recall, I think it was a demo that asked the court reporter how many of the trials that were going to be going on that day or hearings were for, you did, okay, yeah. were for violent crimes or whatever, mm-hmm. and what was it, one quarter?
5 out of 15, so 33%, mm-hmm. approximately. So 10 out of the 15 cases they had
there
that day.
They're just to collect money.
Oh, and by the way, that was a trial day, Michelle, so that wasn't an arraignment. So at a trial day, you're likely to have more violent crimes going to trial. So I'm talking about sit in on an arraignment and take a look at just watch them run them through the register, just cash, ringing the cash register every single time with people who've never harmed another person. I'm sorry, I cannot respect that.
So they use other people's money to bring violence against me.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. The number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
Don't forget you can join us on our website. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. That'll get you there, and you can edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. Oh, and by the way, if you're looking to pick up some silver or gold, I'd recommend you take a look over at silver.freetalklive.com, where Mark has, who's our normal co-host on the program, he'll be back.
Yeah, I'm not
Wednesday.
Normal.
You're here Monday nights, and it's wonderful to have you, and I appreciate you coming in. But Mark has taken some selected coins, because it'd be very confusing to, when you're getting into the world of buying gold and silver, what do you buy? There's gold bullion, there's these collectible things, the numismatic coins, whatever, and there's all kinds of things to choose from, and so he's made it pretty easy to just, you know, keeping the selection simple. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com to see what they've got there, or you can call up 877-857-9938 and order over the phone. That's 877-857-9938. Order as much as you want. There's plenty of it in the folks over at Midas Resources have it. That's they're the folks that are kind of behind the network that we're on that help us get on the 93 wonderful radio stations that we're on. And so there's this kind of gold business that's tied into them. So go to silver.freetalklive.com and, you know, check price around, see what the prices are like. But remember, when you're buying through silver.freetalklive.com, a cut of the sale does go to Free Talk Live as well. So a good place to go and get your shopping done for gold and silver. It's silver.freetalklive.com, or you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. It takes you to the same place. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. Ladies come first. Sue is listening in Manchester to 105.1 FM. Hello, Sue.
Hi. I had a question for Michelle. Michelle, I know you said your mother had worked as a social worker.
Yes, ma'am.
And that it sounds like you felt that she was not helping people. And I was wondering if that had influenced you to do what you're doing right now.
Ah, well, actually, I suppose in part, but No, actually, it didn't. But what did influence me was her mother, my grandmother, who started a women's kind of halfway house or whatever, using only private funds, and it's been in existence for about 40 or 50 years right now. She started with her neighbor, and so through this organization, they were able to help women who. It was an option that they either go there or go to jail, or maybe they were not married and pregnant and what have you. So there were different reasons to end up, you know, at this place where women, you know, were able to graduate from high school, graduate from college, get a fresh start, whatever it was that they needed. But the fact that it was done through private funding as opposed to state mandate was largely responsible for my views, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question, Sue?
Yeah, can I ask another question?
Sure.
You know, like, do you kind of think by coming up to Keene and doing what you're doing, do you think that the people in the town, you know, like people that are from New Hampshire, get offended sometimes by out-of-towners?
Are you asking me, Michelle, that question, or just a question?
Either one of you. And do you think that... maybe it's kind of a prejudice thing that a lot of the people in your organization are from out of town?
I actually have had a different experience than a lot of other people. I don't live in Keene. I live outside of Keene, and I'm a mom. I have teenagers who attend a private school in the area. And I really have targeted natives and locals to spread my message of liberty and share it with them. This is a Live for Your Die state, as you probably know. So people are pretty amiable to the idea of, you know, enhanced liberty, kind of in the way I would package it or whatever. And so I have a really great rapport with local shop owners or neighbors, et cetera. And so I haven't encountered that offense.
The
that
answer
you're talking
for me
about.
Is yes and no. I mean, any time that you do something that is going to be of a controversial nature. And a lot of the action, the activism up here has been that way. Any time that something is controversial, you're going to have, naturally, people who are going to be upset by it. And those people who are upset are, you know, some of them are New Hampshire natives, and some of them are people that moved here from Massachusetts, and some of them are whoever. I mean, there's a variety of viewpoints out there. But the one thing that I really wanted to focus on is that you said your organization, and that's one of the things that needs to be pointed out, is that there is no organization in play here. There's the Free State Project.
An organized group of people?
Well, there's the Free State Project, and that is a group of people who is moving here to New Hampshire for the purpose of achieving liberty in our lifetime. We're moving in that direction. And so the Free State Project exists, and it's organized, I guess, in that way. But all it exists to do is to encourage people to move here. So really more – the Free State Project is really more like a marketing campaign for people outside of New Hampshire to attract them here. Once they get here, then they can do whatever they want. So they could join up with organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance if they want to do politics, for instance. They could start their own organization. But my point being the 10,000-plus people that are currently participants in the Free State Project, hundreds of them have already made the move. They are not all members of the same organization when they get here to New Hampshire. There's nobody that's, like, in charge. The orders are not coming down from on high. So Michelle and I aren't in the same organization beyond the fact that we're both on this show together. Mm-hmm. If you want to call this show an organization, mm-hmm. there's nothing really beyond that.
We go to some of the same activist events and things like
which
that.
Which are mostly just social events.
I'm kind of thinking that the cops are probably threatened by you, and I think that they're going to continue, you know, it's going to escalate with, you know, with these things happening, like what has happened today.
It's certainly a possibility, Sue, and I'm glad you're out there listening, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, you'd think the cops would have learned their lesson by now. And what I mean by that is we had some guys suggesting earlier that you should get violent, and of course I completely disagree with that. I believe that peace is the way, okay? That's the only way you're going to get peace is to adopt peace as your solution. But clearly they're frustrated. They do lash out. They do get angry. When I was arrested for staying in front of a cop car last summer, the cop that arrested me, I'd had a very nice conversation with the year prior. Mm-hmm. I was holding a sign at an election location. He mm-hmm. pulled over, and we had a nice conversation.
He approved of what you were doing.
Well, no, it wasn't specifically about that. He saw me, and he wanted to talk to me, so he pulled over, and he came out and talked to me, not because of what I was doing at that time.
Oh, okay.
But we had a conversation about, you know, there was a certain behavior that happened at a 420 thing that he had disagreed with, and I agreed with him because it was bad. The allegation was that somebody ran out in front of the ambulance to stop the ambulance. That's entirely inappropriate.
Sure.
So we agreed and had a nice, friendly conversation. And that same guy was very angry the day that that he arrested me. So he was he essentially lashed out at me, and he got the chance to, you know, jerk me around a little bit, and, you know, maybe that felt good for him. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in his mind. But I do know that, you know, they should have learned their lesson in that every time they use aggression against the activists here, these peaceful activists that have not harmed anybody, they've not, you know, aggressed against anyone themselves, every time they use aggression, and we've got video cameras all over the damn place, so it backfires in that it gives us something to promote. And they should have figured this out by now, but yet they still think they can put a stop to the activism by crushing people. And to some extent, it's true. Right? Like, I've got so many charges filed against me that if I were to go and wear a hat in court, you know, to stand up, which I want to do, right? Like, the civil disobedience side of me says, oh, I want to put on a hat and go in a courtroom and show them. But I'm on bail, and I've got 5 charges pending from the disobedience I did last year. So for me, they essentially have taken me out of the game because I have other things I need to do besides civil disobedience.
And I didn't go today in case, you know, I ended up getting arrested, there'd be no one at home. So, I mean, you make those choices and everything to be, you know, involved at different levels and everything. But
the more people come, the more out of control it becomes for them. Yeah. And they know that. Mm-hmm. And they want to scare people. But the thing is, the more violent they get and the scarier they get, the more we get to put that across our blog posts at freekeen.com, the more we can talk about it on the air and encourage people, hey, this is where you want to be. If you want, whether you want to do politics or civil disobedience or anything, if you want to do liberty activism, this is the place to do it because people are here doing it, and really there is strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers, absolutely.
So we'll come back with more at 800-259-9231. If they would just leave us alone, we wouldn't have anything to promote. We wouldn't have any YouTube videos. We wouldn't have any drama. Nothing would be exciting. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. You can still take control, though, and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian
and Michelle.
And we invite you to our website. You can enjoy the features there free. The webcam is one of them. You can chat and watch at the same time. Michelle has been in the chat room all night tonight. You love that chat room.
Well, I like to see the, you know, comments that are made and everything, sure.
Some of them are very rude, from what I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that's what happens with anonymity.
Trolls.
Yes, there are anonymous people in there. But, hey, it's the chat room. It's the Internet. That's what happens. So you can go and you don't have to use the chat room. You can just watch the cam if you want. But it's all built into the same page, so it makes it easy to do them both if you want to. At cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, that's memorydealers.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, Sid, listening in Indiana. Sid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Hey, Sid, where are you in Indiana tonight?
I'm sitting right on the Ohio River down by Louisville.
Oh, okay. So what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your callers in the last couple hours and just had to call in.
Here you are. What's on your gun? Go ahead.
Well, first thing I want to say is that the callers that are calling in, and they're so upset you're not following the rules, and Well, you know, I think that at first I wanted to call them mutants, and then as I've been sitting here listening, it's dawned on me. Do you know how long ago was it that everybody would agree with you on your phone calls because you were talking to like-minded people? Now you're talking to people that don't know why they're listening to you. My God, you know, follow the rules because they're the rules. You know, that's out of Leave It to Beaver.
Well, I wouldn't even call it that. Well, and I think people have been made to be fearful, and they're kind of apathetic in general and a little bit lazy. And I think that your liberty and your freedom is something that you need to guard with diligence, and that it is essential and imperative that everyone knows that they have the ability to say no. And if you have the ability to say no, then you are free indeed. And there really isn't any other point to being a human if you're not free, in my opinion.
You bet, Michelle. You bet. Hey, have any of you guys seen the three policemen walking down the street that pushed the little girl that has cerebral palsy?
No.
Well, it's out there. It happened last week, and I want to say it's Chicago or New York. It's one of the cities that, you know, people aren't allowed to defend themselves.
Mm.
And, of course, you're not allowed to defend yourself against that anyway, but the people standing there watching this happen, and the little girl that was interviewed with cerebral palsy who said, well, sometimes I just fall down.
Aww.
And this time I didn't. I didn't just fall down. And they didn't bother to arrest her. They didn't even, all they did was threw her to the ground and continue walking on their way.
Was she in a wheelchair? Or
no,
on crutches,
no, she was
or?
She was walking the best she could.
And did something prompt this, or were they just mean bullies?
They were mean bullies. Does anything ever prompt aggression from anybody?
Well, apparently wearing a hat prompted.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And on the subject of that, my father was a circuit court judge for years, and I have had four other judges in my family.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Just because the judge wasn't in the room doesn't mean that that courtroom isn't his domain.
Okay, yeah.
And whatever happens, I'm sorry, I just want to finish. Whatever happens in that man's courtroom is on his head, and to do that in Keene blows my mind because it's an elected office. And
no, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
No, district judges in New Hampshire are appointed by the governor.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Because if it was elected, it wouldn't happen.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
it would only happen once or twice.
Maybe, depending. I mean, maybe the whole electorate likes the idea of aggressing against people with hats on. I mean, certainly it appears to be a popular thing to hurt people that have hats on. Because,
well, you know what I've noticed, though?
Yeah, what?
The authorities are almost cowing out the weak among us, like this little girl with cerebral palsy.
Well, that's why safety in numbers, you know,
yep.
That you have, it's very important. And also, you know, Pete and Ademo are absolute vigilance with their cameras. And, you know, CopBlock.org and Liberty on Tour, that has really become their mission, is holding a camera up in front of someone's face, whether it's a bureaucrat or whether it's someone who, you know, trespasses them in some way.
More people need to do that.
Don't you guys find it very curious, though, that the police now want at every opportunity to put you in a cage when you put a camera in their face?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's outrageous. Actually, there was a story I had here to kind of back up. I mean, if we had to, we never actually got to the show prep beyond
yeah.
What happened to us today. There's a piece here from Tarpon Springs, Florida, where somebody who's doing cop watching, which means being in public with a video camera and recording what the police are doing, mm-hmm. like pulling somebody over or whatever, was arrested because he was watching the cops. I mean,
right.
So in other places around the country, people are being arrested for doing the things that we did today without issue. I mean, Adam Ademo was able mm-hmm. to record in this hallway where normally recording is prohibited. That there wasn't an issue made of that, which was nice. And then JJ was recorded the footage of Pete being loaded into the cop car and was right up close recording the footage. So we've got some leeway here with recording that other people are getting arrested for around the rest of the country. And it's because the activists are here. They're getting together in the same place, and the Free State Project is a big part of that. And thanks for the call, Sid. I appreciate it.
Hey, one last thing, guys.
Oh, quick. Real quick.
It was the Vancouver police. I just looked it up on Google.
Oh, with that victimized a little girl?
Yes. If you want to look it up.
Thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate the call, Sid. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Thomas listening. Thomas, are you listening via satellite tonight?
Yes, can you, man?
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, man.
Glad to hear that people are taking advantage of that. Is that how you found us, was just surfing around up there?
Yeah, that's right. And this is Thomas Warner Thorpe. And I have some information I need to get out there on Ryan Michael Style. He's been given some misinformation. Actually, last Friday he called and he said he was claiming that Bush was trying to kill Cheney.
Yeah,
this is
a delusional, somewhat delusional individual, apparently, who has called the show a couple of times, Ryan.
Well, it's misdirection that he's doing. I was actually in CIA assassination training with him, and it's pretty obvious, actually, when someone's an assassin, we all use three names. So that's why
John Wilkes Booth. Like John Wilkes Booth, right?
Thanks, Thomas, for the call. Let's talk to Ishtar. Ishtar in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello?
Ishtar, goddess of fertility. Yeah. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I have a comment based on a couple callers ago. I mean, you kept making the point that it's such a petty thing to not want to take off your head in court, and it's such a petty rule. Why can't you just obey it? But why don't they turn that argument around? I mean, if it's such an irrelevant rule, why do they need to enforce it? I mean, come on, it's just a hat. Let's
Absolutely.
Fly.
They could have left him alone, and then we wouldn't have had anything to talk about. We would have had to go somewhere else. We wouldn't have these videos to post. They could have just left it be. But no, they saw a chance to hurt somebody that they don't like, and so that's why they went after him.
Yeah, and it's because this isn't about the hat, or it isn't about the rule and anything like that. It's all about, and they keep going, like, no respect for authority. The only reason why you need to have respect for authority and why they want you to stand up and have your head off in court and everything like that is that as long as they can show that you respect their authority and stuff like that, they know you'll obey. And they'll know you respect their authority on the verdict and everything like that. So small, petty rules like that are just to make sure that everybody has this obedience ingrained in them.
Yeah, and it's important.
Obey without question.
You nailed that, and it's important for people to start questioning, and then once they're done questioning, to stop obeying. Now, you don't have to do it on everything, but if a lot of us disobey or non-cooperate, rather, on little things here and there, it'll make a big difference. Like instead of
I like to run traffic lights.
Or like taking the plea bargain. Instead of taking a plea bargain, you take it to court. That's non-cooperation, and it helps burden up their system because they're used to – their system works because people go along to get along, because people will put their heads down in the sand and they'll say, all right, fine, I'll pay the fine, or I'll do whatever you say, or I'll obey your arbitrary rules. And that's why we have thousands of arbitrary rules now to follow, and that's why we have taxes on everything, and that people just keep going along to get along. That leads you down the road to tyranny, and I, for one, have had enough.
People like to be comfortable more than they like to their freedom, though.
Oh, we're out of time. Sorry, Ishtar. Thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.